Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I'm broadcast to you from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean. We've heard from a couple of cruise ship passengers this week that are from Tampa, that are down there cruising in the Caribbean, and they've been listening to the program. So thank you very much for tuning in and letting me know about that. Now, also, you can hear us around the world via the satellite and on the Internet, too, 24-7. And our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people that are working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail center sorting the mail for delivery today, as well as our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes out to all of our roughnecks that are working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern frozen tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers over in Saudi Arabia, and all the merchant marine folks, the guys and gals. We had a ship captain the other night that said he listened to us in his ship, delivering 250,000 gallons of gasoline from Louisiana all the way over here to Florida, which is easy to do because our tower is right over there, pointed right out to the Gulf from my flagship station. So that's very simple to do. Plus, we got an affiliate in New Orleans, Louisiana, and hello, WSLA. So we hope that you folks over there are enjoying what you're hearing. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, as a couple of people just did, the Captain's America, the original Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and at Twitter, at Captain's America as the Twitter handle. All right, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance real fast, and then we'll be right back with something here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God in there because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And we get it. We hope you get it, too. Now, Doug Schoen, who is a pollster working for Michael Bloomberg, and that might be short-lived after what happened to Bloomberg night before last, and is continuing as the Democrats are continuing to just lambast him for being not much of a candidate, not being prepared. But this is what Doug Schoen had to say about the debate in general, who the big winner was.
I have to agree in large measure with Leslie. I think the winner tonight was Donald Trump. I mean, the Democrats forgot that the opponent is the president, not one another. The personal attacks may have sounded good to some viewers or some ideologues, but the loser, as Leslie put it, are the Democrats. If we nominate a socialist like Bernie Sanders, who doesn't accept capitalism, or people who believe in massive tax increases, we're going to lose. It'll be like George McGovern. It'll be a blowout, or like Mike Dukakis. Frankly, I was very discouraged with what I saw as a Democrat and as somebody who wants the party to win in November.
Wow. Now, for those of you that don't remember George McGovern, that was when 49 states were won by the Republican presidential candidate. And Michael Dukakis, that was when 48 states were won by the presidential candidate. So there you go. Think about that for a minute. Now, I don't doubt that, and some people have been telling me, they've been going, oh, no, no, there's no way. They got all these blue states, and they're all going to be blue. Well, they were blue states back then, too. They were blue states back then, too. We'll see what happens. People are going to vote their wallets. We all know that. Remember, it's the economy, stupid. Who said that? James Carville. Now, I told you they're really still hot and heavy on Bloomberg, and this was what got it all started. This is Elizabeth Warren. She went after Bloomberg like somebody with a sledgehammer. But this is what she was saying yesterday after the debate.
How many have said?
None of them accused me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
So what happens from here?
Well, I hope that Michael Bloomberg decides to live by what he says. He just wants to see the Democrats beat Donald Trump. So that's great. Mike Bloomberg, drop out of the race. Keep putting your money in to help Democrats beat Donald Trump. And just take your ego out of this.
Did you expect him to do differently tonight or better than he did?
Well, what shocks me is he seems so unprepared for the question about the non-disclosure agreements. I mean, think about what that says about Mike Bloomberg, that all these years he has been sued evidently multiple times for discrimination against women and for harassing women. The details, we don't know, because each time it happens, he puts a chunk of money on the table and then forces the woman to agree to wear a muzzle for the...
Yep, that's what a non-disclosure agreement is there, Elizabeth. You know that. By the way, what makes you think she hasn't had a couple of her own with the Pocahontas stuff? Remember? You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander here. And we've got these people eating up their own. And if the Democrats expect to have any type of a chance, which I don't think they do, I think Donald Trump is well on his way to a second term. But if they want to have any kind of a chance, they got to quit doing all the infighting. They got to quit doing all the infighting. Tell what it is you stand for and then go from there. Tell me if I'm wrong. Kathy, give them the phone number so they can call me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And let me ask you something. How much pain is too much pain for you? If you're in pain right now and maybe have been for a little while, is $19.95 too much to spend to see if you can get yourself out of pain? Well, that's what Relief Factor charges for the 3-week quick start. And the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot decided to discount the cost of their 3-week quick start from $64.95 to $19.95. And they did this to try to see if they could help as many people as possible get out of pain. Now, you're going to find out after a couple of weeks, 3 weeks at the most, whether or not this stuff is going to work. And you'll go on to order more, and they know it. Now, I will tell you, I've been a customer of theirs for 3 years and 10 months, and this works for me. I've got problems. I won't even get into it right now, but I've got problems that I'm in pain. If I stop taking this stuff for a day or two, I just go right back to being in big time pain. So, try it by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Again, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll be glad you did, because it'll help you out. Make no mistake about it. It's done it with me, and it's done it with tens of thousands of other people. All right, well, to the telephone line we do go, and let me see here. It's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. What's up there, my friend?
Hey, I saw the debate last night. It was almost comical. It was pretty lightweight. Bloomberg got killed. Everybody knows that. But actually, Pocahontas gave him some softballs that he could have easily thrown back in her face. You know, will you open up your non-disclosure agreements?
Yeah.
He should have said, I'll tell you what, I will open those up just as soon as you convince your colleagues in the Senate and the House to open up theirs. Because no institution has more non-disclosure agreements than the senators and the representatives in the U.S. Congress.
Well, that's true.
I would hate to think. So I would have thrown that back in her lap. And like you said, she probably has a couple of her own.
Yeah.
And I would have brought that up. You could just throw that out for red meat. Whether she does or not, it's hard to prove a negative. So he handled it terribly.
Yeah.
Terribly. You know, he must think he's a political messiah when he's
right.
not.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I want to bring somebody else into the mix there. I think I know who's on the line here. Is this Nelson up in Jasper?
Yes. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. We got the professor of politics on here right now, the senior professor of politics. Dan
there you go. I admired that aspect of talking about what you're talking about. That was a keen observation.
Okay. What else is going on?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court, and I wanted to talk about the movie called Created Equal. This is a movie that is on the life of Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, I know it's been out for a couple of weeks.
Yes, and I think it's very important for people to ask their theaters to play it, as well as perhaps get DVDs. Now, I know it's played in the larger cities, but in my, I had a friend look it up on Google, and it is not playing in the South.
That's because they're doing the same thing with it they did with Dennis Prager's movie. They put it out there to a few theaters to see if it was going to draw people before they put it out there amongst all of them.
Yeah, so I don't know where the clamps are in terms of who's stopping what, whether it's the timidity of those who made the movie or whether it's the opposite.
Okay. All right, well, we'll get into that in a minute, but thanks very much for the call, Nelson.
Okay.
All right, and Dan, you know the movie he's talking about, right?
I haven't heard. This is the first time I've heard of it.
Well, it's Clarence Thomas, and it's a movie that was put out there, and they're doing the same thing with it that they did with the Dennis Prager film. They put it out there, and they put it in just so many theaters in so many cities.
Yeah, they're
to
doing
see what
a select
do.
Viewing thing,
right?
On it. Yeah, okay.
And that determines whether or not it goes out in full circulation.
The only thing I can say about the Supreme Court, I wish John Roberts would learn something about federalism and leave a lot of stuff up to the states. And
well,
but we'll see.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, not that. But no, Buttigieg, he ran for statewide office in Indiana once, got killed. I think he ran for state treasurer. His political future is this. Either he's mayor of South Bend, which is a pit, or becomes president. He can't run for Senate. He'd never win statewide. He can't run for governor, can't run for U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I think he got his head handed to him last night. I think he proved what he is. He's just a talking head.
You know about his daddy, don't you? You know about his father?
No.
His father's a card-carrying communist.
Oh, I think I had heard that one.
Yeah.
I haven't. Buttigieg is not a big name here. When they announced that the mayor of South Bend was going to run for president, I had to look the guy up.
He also ran for the, what was it, the chairman of the Democratic Party, the one that Cortez got.
Okay. You mean Perez?
Yeah. What did I say, Cortez?
Yeah.
Perez, yeah. And the other guy, whatever the hell his name was, Ellison. Co-chairs.
They call him executive director and operating director.
Right, well,
same thing.
Hang on for a second. I want to bring Eric into the mix because Eric's sitting there. Is that you, Eric?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. Hey, nice to hear Dan again. Totally love his political take on certain things. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to disagree with several people on Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg's quote-unquote loss during the debate. He didn't lose the debate. He was mobbed in the debate, in my opinion. I know politics all is fair, love, war, and politics.
Do you think he was prepared for what he was going to get?
I don't think he was prepared for the audience, for the venue, if that makes sense. And I'm not saying this is
the audience. He had an air about him, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but he acted like as if maybe he was a little bit above what was going on around him. Did you kind of get that sense?
I can kind of follow that, but what I'm saying is, this is his first time on the playing field at the national level for the presidential, for the Democrat candidacy. Now, we don't judge, I'm not saying, kind of, everybody likens it to sports. It's the first time he stepped on the field this time. Not saying he isn't an experienced player, mm-hmm. but it's the first time he stepped on the field with this crowd, how should I say, of miscreants, if you ask me. Now, who can argue with his stop and frisk? It worked for the time that it was needed, and when it didn't need to work, he retracted it. I don't think he's more of a Democrat. I think he's more of a technocrat.
Who started that policy? Do you remember?
But probably Rudy Giuliani.
That's correct.
Cleaning up all the squeegee dudes,
yep.
and people down in downtown New York City.
Yeah.
But the fact that I think that he quote unquote lost. No, I think here's the thing. Everybody's talking about his non-disclosure agreements. You know what? Non-disclosure agreements, a two-way agreement. Mm. There's always factors that if somebody wants to release information, this, that,
well,
the other. You know what? Release the information if they pay the money back.
Yep.
They were. You know what? There it is.
Let me go back to Dan and find out what he has to say.
Yeah, all right. Take my call, sir.
Thank you very much, Eric. Okay, well, Dan, you did say that he should have gone back, and I thought about that, too, after he said it. Well, how about your non-disclosure agreement? Because, again, remember, the House of Representatives and the Senate, they had that fund in there in case any of their members got in trouble with anything. Remember the money fund?
By the way.
Okay,
it's still there.
Okay.
It is. Probably nobody knows more about it than Nancy Pelosi. When pinned on it, she won't talk about it. So it's there. It will be there probably forever. I mean, figure, Congress has an open checkbook. It can write any kind of amount at once to protect its members.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it. But as far as Bloomberg goes, I think he thought his early money, his $300 million he's put into the campaign so far, would inoculate him from criticism.
It's more. It's almost a half a million out there. It's $460 million.
Yeah, almost a half a billion.
Yeah.
He thought. I think he thought that it would inoculate him from criticism, that it would intimidate his opponents, and it did. It just brought it. He wasn't prepared. I'll grant you. He's been out of politics for a while. He's got some miles on him. I hadn't seen Bloomberg on TV for a while, and last night he's really aged a lot.
He's been on the speaking circuit. He's been talking around the countryside on different tours.
Well, if he has a prepared text, that's one thing. But to take what he took from Elizabeth Warren last night, she softballed a couple of those. I'm thinking he could have, if he's he has all these paid staff, all these paid handlers, and he couldn't do anything.
I got to go, but in the meantime, I got to tell you this. You got Catwoman and Road Dogg up in your backyard right there in Lafayette, dropping and hooking a trailer going back to Laredo.
Oh, SIA.
All right. I'll see you later, my friend. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We enjoy talking to him. So, and also getting Eric in there and also getting Nelson in there. So there you go. And that's what it's all about. We had a little teamwork going there. And I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia is interfering in the 2020 election. There were two briefings, February 13th to House members and February 14th at the White House. the election security head for the department, director of national intelligence, in both briefings made the assertion that Vladimir Putin is trying to help President Trump win in 2020. The president heard about the briefings from sympathetic House Republicans and reportedly exploded in anger, saying conclusions were being jumped to or he was being set up by Democrats. President Trump berated and pushed aside his acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, even though the director of the FBI recently said the same thing. He has now appointed Richard Grenell for that post. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu. And give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. And then the second one is right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida, right here on the Pinellas County side of Tampa Bay. Now, you can go to other schools, you can learn other things, but if you want a job where you can hit the ground running and start out right around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour week, then this is the job for you. They will train you to be an aviation maintenance tech. You don't necessarily need to have tools because you'll get them from the school. They supply them, Snap-on tools. You don't necessarily need to worry about books because you'll get them from them. And you'll also get something else. You'll get uniforms because they like having their students, just like in the military, have a little esprit de corps. Nice polo shirts or nice button-up-and-down shirts and whatnot. And they look pretty sharp when you go in there and everybody's, you know, dressed alike walking around. Of course, then you get the coveralls, you know, like mechanics wear to work on the aircraft, which is all part of what they do. But I want you to go to NAA.edu. That's the website, NAA.edu. And while you're over there, ask to take the tour. Now, you can either do it off the website or you can do it by calling 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. You're going to love it. You're going to love it, what you see and how they train young men and women, yes, women too, to be aviation maintenance techs. Now, the Pentagon's top policy official has been pushed out of the department, potentially as part of the fallout from the Ukraine military aid issue at the center of the impeachment of President Donald Trump, because there was a lot of stuff going on there with a swamp, as you might well imagine. And a couple more changes in the works coming, too. We'll find out more about that perhaps Friday. Now, let's take a look at something that happened last week that we're now finding out more about. The United States military seized a Iranian surface vessel. Now, it was a small ship, a supply ship that's used to haul things back and forth between Yemen and Iran. Not very large, but large enough to where it had quite a cache of weapons on board. And two U.S. Navy warships in the Arabian Sea decided to investigate and order the newly designed Iranian surface-to-air missiles that were on board the ship be discovered by them as they found them when they stopped the ship in the hold. Now, the newly designed Iranian surface-to-air missiles were specifically bound for the Houthi rebels in Yemen. Again, could be surface-to-air. They could just launch them and fire them at Riyadh, whatever. But these are the newly designed missiles that Iran is putting out right now. These aren't the old relics that they were firing around. This is something different. So we now know that they've got their hands on something that's much more capable of what it had been. Now, the Navy's information technology, we know, is antiquated and unable to provide sailors, Marines, and civilians with the basic resources that any private sector employee with a computer can access. Woefully antiquated computer system. It's one of the things the Navy is trying to update with the money that they're getting in the next budget. We'll see how that works up. By the way, as more border wall goes up, more troops along the border could start heading home. Now, we have roughly 5,000 troops stationed on the U.S.-Mexican border right now as part of a mission that began back in late 2018. An official said that they will wind down, that will wind down, as new barriers secure hundreds of miles in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. Now, will they all go? No. There will be a military presence there because of the fact that there's still going to be a need for them to be there and back up the customs and Border Patrol people that are there. So think about that for a minute. By the way, there's been a lot of discussion about the Battle of Iwo Jima. They were celebrating I think it was the 75th holiday or 75th anniversary of that. And Herschel Woody Williams, former Marine, Medal of Honor winner, he talked about it the other day. Quite a hero. Greatest Generation. Also, U.S. forces in Korea have imposed a brand new coronavirus protection after the uptick in South Korean cases. There's more people in South Korea coming down with this. Now, any service member in South Korea who's attended the New World Church over the past 10 days there in South Korea is now undergoing a mandatory self-quarantine to monitor for symptoms of the coronavirus, according to U.S. Forces Korea, because that's where the other people came down with the case that they have. Now, also, the U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan and the Afghanistani president discussed a U.S. deal with the Taliban militants on a week-long reduction in violence, meeting the day after the new Afghan president, Mr. Ashraf Ghani, was declared the winner of a disputed presidential poll. Again, nothing can be done over there without things being disputed, unfortunately. By the way, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Saudi Arabia last week. Was in Saudi Arabia this week. He was there Wednesday, it looks like, to discuss regional security, namely Iran, after the U.S. killing last month of the top Iranian general that pushed the oil-producing region closer to an all-out war. Well, we talked about this, and a lot of people wanted us to just jump right in there and go right after Iraq. But cooler heads prevailed, because if that had to happen, if we'd been going toe-to-toe with the Iranians, the price of oil would have gone to $100 to $150 a barrel, just like snapping your finger. And we don't need that. By the way, a video has emerged showing a U.S. military vehicle in Syria running a Russian armored truck off the road in Syria after it tried to pass an American convoy. Now, that's not a surprise to me. Shouldn't be to you. Because you certainly don't want the adversary to be monkeying around when you've got a convoy going around in hostile territory. You don't let anybody pass you or get anywhere near you. So that was a good move on their part. I'm glad to hear that. By the way, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman, General Mark Miley, talked about his father's service in Iwo Jima as a Marine on the 75th anniversary of the invasion of Iwo Jima. A day that will be remembered by a lot of young men whose fathers were over there on that day and time. Alrighty, coming back with more to Captain America's Third Watch. Going to have another Trucker's Highway and Byway report. And then after that, Denise Simon drops by. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
There's a little girl in our neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. I walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa, eating chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen, cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard, rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Sean and feeling up down to my toes, and we was swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, we was swinging.
Swinging.
Little Sean and she's as pretty as the angels when they swing. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
All right, that's John Anderson. That's by request. all the ICCC drivers out there, they wanted to hear Swangin' by John Anderson. So you guys got it again, two nights in a row. How about that? Lucky you. So we appreciate that. And the ICCC guys, they listen to us in the terminals and whatnot. They've got the show up there, so we appreciate them. And that's for the guys up in Lincoln, Nebraska right now. All righty, well, a departing storm may continue to produce snow and gusty winds across portions of North Carolina and Virginia through the morning commute this morning. But later on Friday and Saturday, another storm system is forecast to move into Southern California and the desert southwest with lower elevation rain and mountain snowfall. Now, flash flooding will be possible across portions of Arizona on Saturday because there's a lot of rain coming with this. So keep that in mind. Now, let's take a look at what's going on in Florida right now, because the east coast of Florida, we've got some tricky conditions right now. We've got some riptide warnings over there, plus some wind from Lake Okeechobee all the way up to Daytona along the area there. Got some unsettled weather conditions further north because we got a pretty good freeze and frost going on warning right now for Jacksonville over to Lake City, over towards Jasper, on up to Valdosta, it looks like up to Tipton, and then over to the east to Brunswick, so be advised of that. Got winds elsewhere in Georgia, Atlanta North, got winds in South Carolina, Columbia West, got winds in eastern part of Tennessee and the western part of North Carolina west of I-95, because you got some black ice tonight, probably, looks like on I-95, temperatures 30 to 32 degrees, some temperatures even a little bit lower. You still got some snow headed on over towards the east, a little bit more closer now to Norfolk and Hampton Roads and over in that area of Virginia, plus North Carolina as it heads out into the ocean right now, and then that'll be gone. That'll be the end of that. As they said, it's going to quit snowing there. Probably has some weather around for the commute, and certainly the roads are going to be a little bit slippery too. Now, we're going up into northern Pennsylvania, the Poconos. You've got some rain tonight, along I-81, along I-80. Going east, up there, going up I-81 into upstate New York, all the way up into Syracuse. Going to have rain there. Going to have rain from Binghamton down below over to Elmira and over about 30 miles east of Binghamton. Moving over towards Michigan tonight, you've got some unsettled and very frigid conditions up in the northern part of Michigan, what they call the Upper Peninsula, and up above Wisconsin in the Upper Peninsula up there. There is some snow, some very cold temperatures up in there, so be advised of that. Got some rain scattered down the Mississippi Valley from Tennessee on down south. Again, there's some rain showers in the vicinity of Mississippi where they've been having all the flooding. Not what it was like yesterday or the day before, but there's still some rain there, and that's not good. And then going out west, I-10, west of Fort Stockton out there in Texas, the very western part of Texas. El Paso got some high winds there. The winds continue up into southern New Mexico, southeastern New Mexico around Ruidoso. So be advised of that. And then we got some fog tonight up in Wyoming, just popped up along I-80 and I-30, right there about Little America, it looks like. Some fog, and then it's just now starting to do its thing over there on the west coast. We got a little bit of rain activity, lower elevation right now, southern Oregon and northern California. But as that thing comes inland on the higher elevations, it's going to be mountain snow again, and no idea as to what it could be yet. It's still a little bit early in the game to decide any type of snow accumulation. But just keep that in mind as you're out there on the highways and byways. Now, remember that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And stop on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you get yourself a nice, hot, delicious cup of coffee on the overnight hours, because on the third watch, that's what they do. And, of course, they want to know, you know, who you are and all that sort of stuff. Sign up for the Frequent Fueler Club, too. Get your points like Catwoman and Road Dog do, and save yourself some money and be able to get some great things along the way. All righty, well, let's see here. On the line right now, we've got Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Yes, indeedy. All right, let's see here. Flip just chimed in and saying howdy, howdy to everybody. I could go four different directions right now with the information that's coming out. I could just pick a direction and go. But I want to talk about this mess in, that's starting to develop, in Syria. The Inspector General tells us that the United States military lost $715 million worth of weapons in the fight against ISIS in Syria. We don't have them. Who's got them?
Well, good question. I would think it may be in the details of the Inspector General's report. It could be that we had them there for some of our partners, because we had other partners that were with us when we were fighting this war in Syria against Islamic State. Or it may be an accounting thing. It's real hard to tell. It wasn't just weapons, it was also equipment. I haven't read the report. I have it. It happened between 2017 and 2018, so it was not anything that was certainly recent. But given what's going on in Syria, I wrote a fairly sizable piece about Syria yesterday, as a matter of fact. It doesn't appear that what is happening in Syria has been happening is using our stuff there, because Russia and the Assad regime are still doing the bombing. Now, they're not doing it with our stuff. I mean, it's really too hard to determine what was on that inventory list. Again, I haven't read the report yet, but maybe it's an accounting thing. I have no idea.
I don't know, but $715 million worth of weapons, and they're calling it weapons, and we can't find them, and they are missing. And I'm just assuming they fell into the bad boys' hands somewhere.
Well, I mean, there's going to be that, but it wasn't just all weapons. It was also equipment. And we don't know what that equipment looked like. I don't think it's things like tanks.
but it could be Humvees. Or maybe an MRAP or two. I don't know. We'll see. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after the top of the hour break. And your stations give you the news and pay a few of their own bills and do their ID and all that stuff that they have to do. And Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.